Overcast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 60s with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 29. As we until Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 63 degrees. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director and Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. We do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head, Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As of the end of last week, 12% of the state of Kansas has received the COVID-19 vaccine. AWCH News reports that latest data comes in from the CDC, as they still rank the state of Kansas one of the lowest when it comes to the vaccine rollout. But U.S. Senator Roger Marshall said he thinks the state's been doing what it can to get the vaccine out to the people.
I'm not sure if it's truly that's truly the case, or we're just having problems getting registered. But regardless, if we don't record how many people have been getting the vaccines, these folks aren't going to get more. So we have to do a better job of bragging on ourselves and getting that data entered so we can get more vaccines here.
That audio from KWCH News. In other news, the Ellis County Sheriff's Office says a 72-year-old man has died after his shotgun accidentally discharged as he was securing it. KAKE News reports that Raymond Neiman of Hayes was next to his vehicle with a single gunshot wound to the chest and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office says that Neiman was securing his shotgun in the back of a vehicle when it accidentally discharged. Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Cake News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cake sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, KIG News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. KIG News, on your side.
Authorities say three police officers were injured by a shotgun blast when they checked out a vacant home in Wichita. Wichita police said on Sunday that a modified loaded shotgun discharged at the officers who entered the home around 4 p.m. on Saturday. Investigators determined that no one was in the home at the time, but the homeowners had called police suspecting someone was inside after noticing some windows were open. Police said the two officers remained hospitalized as of yesterday with injuries that weren't considered life-threatening. Police spokesman Trevor Macy told the Wichita Eagle that investigators are trying to determine whether the shotgun had been rigged to fire when the door opened. In other news, authorities have identified the three people who died after a car crash in southwest Wichita. Wichita police said on Sunday that 70-year-old Cheryl Siegel, 72-year-old Dennis Siegel, and 25-year-old Isaiah Ragazzone had all died after the Friday afternoon crash that happened at the intersection of Interstate 235 and Meridian Avenue. Police spokesman Officer Trevor Macy said Ragazzone's Chevrolet Impala smashed into the Siegel's Buick as they were trying to turn left onto the interstate. But American Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Law enforcement authorities say officers from the Hastings Police Department in Nebraska shot a man while attempting to take him into custody. The city said in a news release that officers recognized the wanted man about 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon and attempted to make contact. The man fled on foot. The chase ended behind a business. The city said the man was armed and shots were fired by police. Officers administered medical treatment until the man was transported. The city said officers involved in the shooting would be on administrative leave pending an internal investigation. Now to COVID. Nebraska health officials say they've found the first known cases in the state of a California variant of COVID-19. The Department of Health and Human Services said in a news release Saturday that the variant has been identified by the Nebraska Public Health Lab in 13 cases in four different jurisdictions of the state. The variant strain was first identified in California and has spread to other states. Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
KIG News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and KIG First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with KIG sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, KIG News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. KIG News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. At request of the board, Jason Brunniger has drafted a letter to Lloyd Builders for termination as construction manager for the proposed jail project effective March 5th. The Public Works Administrator proposed vacating part of the East-West Road, now known as Bison Road, in Oquito Township, east of 10th Road, then east on Bison Road to the southeast corner. The notice will be published for 2 weeks, a hearing to be held March 8th at 9 a.m. A new truck scale has been delivered at the county transfer station. Washington County Commissioners' meetings the past 2 weeks have been mostly routine business. Several bridge quotes were approved at the February 16th meeting, and commissioners approved a local disaster declaration at last week's meeting due to extreme cold weather. That will allow the city of Washington access to special funding, if approved, for electric generation. Additional expenses related to power generation were incurred during the cold snap. Cindy Heenick of Hanover will join the Transient Guest Tax Board. Vaccinations continue through the health department, with just a few minor side effects reported. Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously moved to table the issue of building a new senior center transit facility at this time until more information is gathered. $82,000 in jail system upgrades were approved after issues with batteries and the generator during a recent power outage. A temporary generator was rented during that time. A public hearing regarding the Gage County 1 and 6 year proposed highway improvement plan was held with several comments noted, and a resolution following was adopted. Discussion was held on the rock and gravel policy for townships. Gage County Township Association met last week and asked county assistance when uncooperative landowners are asked to move brush back away from township roads. 21 of 23 townships were represented at that meeting. Chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors, Eric Thiemann, testified last week before a legislative committee considering a proposal that could assist in repayment of the $28 million Beatrice 6 case. There was no opposition testimony. The Nebraska Association of County Officials, who reached a settlement with Gage County on the insurance issue in the case, also testified in support. Severe Weather Awareness Week is March 1st through March 5th. The annual tornado siren test is scheduled Tuesday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. with a backup date Thursday. Colin A. Cudney, age 25, of Manhattan, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church south of Greenleaf. Burial of the church cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Colin Cudney. Harvey J. Sayers, age 58, of Wymore, passed away February 25th. Memorial service is planned Friday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ, in Earnman, the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book, Thursday 9 to 5 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Harvey Sayers.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, we have a cold front associated with a low pressure system to our southeast with another frontal boundary in the northern parts of the United States. Otherwise, central, east, central parts of the Midwest under a high pressure system, we're going to see mostly sunny skies, dry weather. Over the next several days, we're seeing temperatures in the 50s for today, warming back up to above average. We're going to see temperatures in the 60s starting tomorrow over the next several days. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 60s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 29. As we get into Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, temperature 63. Wednesday night, clear skies. That's look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high this date, 85. The average low, 26, and the record low is 3 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:20. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m.
March is named for the Roman god Mars, and we begin the month looking towards his namesake planet. We will share some viewing tips on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 1st, the 60th day of the year. Pop music idols Justin Bieber and Kesha share a birthday, and it's Statehood Day in Ohio and Nebraska. March is named after the Roman god of war, Mars, so it's fitting to begin the month with a few fun facts about the red planet. Mars has a dynamic atmosphere with dust clouds and volcanic activity that can be easily detected through telescopes. And just like Earth, the planet has an axial tilt that produces annual seasons, although a Martian year lasts about twice as long. Right now, you can view Mars in the evening sky. With good magnification, you might be able to spot the northern polar cap tilted toward Earth. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 Buick Envision Essence all-wheel drive, a 2016 Chevy Trax LT all-wheel drive. It offers 31 highway miles per gallon. They have a 2015 Buick Enclave Preferred and a 2011 Buick Lucerne, 82,000 actual miles, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. The number 17 Kansas Jayhawks took down number 2 Baylor 71-58 Saturday night in Allen Fieldhouse, extending KU's streak to 38 consecutive wins on Senior Day. The Jayhawks improved to 18-8 overall and finished their regular season 12-6 in conference play while handing Baylor its first loss of the season. Things didn't go so well for K-State in the hoops department. Sean McNeil scored 16 points, and number 10 West Virginia used two big second-half runs to beat K-State 65-43 Saturday. Derek Culver added 11 points for West Virginia. Davion Bradford scored 11 points. Mike McEarl had 10 for K-State. The Wildcats were held to their second lowest point total of the season. And the Kansas City Royals were also in action over the weekend. They took on the Texas Rangers yesterday and beat them handily by a margin of 3-2. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Mid-America Ag Network Market Information. I'm Craig Mead. The Philippines government moved one step closer to expanding the quota for pork imports. Last week, specifically, the government is proposing to raise the minimum access volume to 400,000 metric tons to address shortages and higher prices for their preferred protein. The current minimum access volume is 54,000 metric tons, and the country's initial proposal increased the figure to 164,000 metric tons. The proposal will need to be approved by a management committee before submitted to the Philippines president for approval and then ratified by Congress. The latest proposal comes on the heels of a recent meeting between the National Pork Producers Council and the Philippines ambassador to the United States. NPPC has been working with the Philippines government for more than a year to negotiate an expansion of the quota and lower import pork tariffs in the Philippines. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
To the bigs, the Kansas City Royals and third baseman Hunter Dozier have agreed to a $25 million four-year contract that includes a fifth-year option. That, according to a person with knowledge of the agreement. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity yesterday because the deal was pending a physical. ESPN.com was the first to report the deal, which buys out 2 years of free agency and includes several escalators and bonuses. The 29-year-old Dozier has long been considered a cornerstone of the Royals' rebuild, especially after a breakthrough 2019 season in which he hit 26 homers and tied for the American League lead with 10 triples and drove in 84 runs. William Byron has given NASCAR its third surprise winner in as many weeks. Byron controlled most of the final two stages at Homestead Miami Speedway and won for the second time in 111 Cup starts. His first one came at Daytona last August and landed him one of the final spots in the playoffs. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
MHS freshman Gable Fredrickson won the 113-pound championship in the Class 1-2-3A state wrestling tournament Saturday at Salina. Senior Jack Hedke finished runner-up at 220 pounds, and senior Elise Rose finished runner-up in the girls' 132-pound class. MHS finishes ninth in boys' team scoring. Juniors Bo Wassenberg and Patrick Smith lost both of their matches at state. Monday tips off sub-state basketball as the 6th seed Marysville Lady Bulldogs travel to Royal Valley, the number 3 seed. 4th seed Washington County Boys host 5th seed Valley Heights with a 7 p.m. game live on KNDY FM 95.5. Tuesday night, second seed Marysville Boys host seventh seed Sabetha. Top seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs host eighth seed Republic County. And third seed Washington County is home to number six seed Valley Falls, tipping off at 6 on FM 95.5. Winners advance to Thursday-Friday semifinals. Class 1A teams advanced from quarterfinal play last week. Thursday night girls at Axtell, it's Lynn versus Wetmore at 5:30. Hanover Blue Valley following at 8. Both games live on TNDY FM 95.5. Thursday at Centralia, Jackson Heights girls play Clifton Clyde at 5:30. Frankfort girls meet Donovan West at 8. Friday boys play at Axtell as Lynn facing Wetmore at 5:30. Axtell hosting Hanover boys at 8, live on FM 95.5. At Centralia Friday, Frankfort boys face Troy at 5:30. Centralia boys host Clifton Clyde at 8.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Several new Panicle hydrangea varieties expand planting possibilities for gardens and containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Little Hottie is a compact, heat-tolerant hydrangea that performs equally well in Minnesota as Georgia. The 3 to 5 foot tall plant, introduced by Bailey's Nursery, is covered with large white blooms that turn soft pink in fall. A trio of new hydrangeas are available from proven winners. Limelight Prime blooms earlier with more vivid color on a smaller plant than the original Limelight hydrangea. Quickfire Fab shares all the positive attributes of Quickfire plus big showy mophead flowers. Last of the trio is Firelight Tidbit. It produces large, lush flowers midsummer on compact 2 to 3 feet tall plants. The white blossoms turn bright pink to red and remain colorful until frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It all began with a motorcycle jump in a local parade that went awry. Soon, snakes were slithering towards spectators, and a mountain lion was pulling on his leash. And out of that mishap came years of amazement from a guy who got his name thanks to an overnight stint in the local jail. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Robert Knievel was born in Butte, Montana in 1938.
He was just a kid from Butte that was running around, causing trouble, had a motorcycle, got in a little bit of trouble with that.
But as Mike Patterson explains, Robert also had ambitions with his motorcycle, even beginning a motorcycle shop.
To help promote the motorcycle shop, he did some stunt riding in a parade and actually jumped a box of rattlesnakes and a tethered mountain lion, hit the box of snakes. The snakes went everywhere, the crowd went crazy, and it was almost an instant hit.
But of course, you don't know him by the name Robert Knievel.
He got put in jail one night, and there was another guy in town that caused a lot of trouble. His last name was Knoffel. And the jailer famously said, "Tonight's going to be a long night. We got awful Knoffel and evil Knievel in the jail." He kind of thought that was cool.
But he decided to spell evil, E-V-E-L. And so the Evel Knievel brand was born. He put together a motorcycle jumping group while he was a teen, then decided to go solo when he saw the cash would be thin once everyone was paid. Things took off from there.
He would jump for cash. He didn't want any checks, and he wanted it before he jumped, not after.
On New Year's Eve 1967, while still mostly unknown to the nation, he attempted to jump the fountains at Caesar's Palace. He filmed the event on his own, but then sold the tape to Wide World of Sports after suffering a major crash.
It's likely that there would be no museum or probably not the name of Evel Knievel had he not had that terrible crash at Caesar's Palace. So the crashes are what really made him famous.
That museum to Knievel is in Topeka, Kansas, but there's far more to our story. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Topeka, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heinehocke Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. on U.S. Highway 36, a mile east of Baileyville to E Road, then a quarter mile south. Selling tractors and farm equipment, including a pair of 79 white D105 diesel tractors, Oliver 770 diesel wide front row crop tractor, 59 Oliver 770 gas narrow front row crop tractor, 46 Farmall H narrow front tractor, a Cat D6 dozer. They'll have a couple of old grain trucks, several older pickups, a lot of machinery items, including a John Deere 4400 combine, four bottom plows, a disc, six-row air planter, a drill, 10-foot seeder, couple of trailers, couple of blades, a rotary mower, 70-0 Bobcat skid steer. Also selling, fuel barrels, a welding table, 30-ton bottle and 2-ton floor jacks, some collectible items and some household items. Plus farmland selling at 1 o'clock, 150 acres more or less, with 131 acres cropland, 18 acres waterway, and a building site with 1 acre. Farm's been idle for the past few years, lays well, and is in convenient location along U.S. 36 and E Road in Marion Township, a mile east of Baileyville. Building site has a 40 by 60 foot shed and a few older garages. This farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heinehocke Saturday, March 6th, begins at 10 a.m. east of Baileyville. Olmsted and Sandstrom Real Estate Broker and Auctioneers.
Cattle sales have a variety of bulls up for auction. How do you decide which one is the best? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Choose the one that fits your goals and operation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
It's bull buying season. Cattle producers are studying criteria such as pedigree information, performance data, and pictures to decide where they want to make their investment. Animal scientist Scott Greiner at Virginia Tech University says you have to have a goal in mind for how that bull will be used in your breeding program because he determines the genetics of your herd.
Asking ourselves what are the breeding objectives of our herd, what traits are we trying to improve, which of those are we trying to maintain or optimize, or do we feel our herd is at the proper level of genetics? And so the ability to look at our herd and our marketing program and our management program and how those pieces of the pie fit together in terms of this new bull.
Bulls should be evaluated based on calving ease and birth weight EPDs, or expected progeny difference. The bull-to-cow ratio is about one mature bull for every 30 cows. He only has one job, to get those cows pregnant. So his reproductive abilities have to be proven and recorded.
Making sure that that bull has passed a breeding soundness exam and is fully guaranteed to be a breeder, is sound on his feet and legs, and has had a breeding soundness exam performed by a licensed veterinarian. And from there, we can look at his genetic merit.
That includes how good the bull is in terms of frame score, his visual appearance, and other genetic factors that will determine if he's right for the job. This information is usually provided if you go to a public auction. If you buy the bull directly from a farm, the breeder should have the details. You'll find more advice on buying a bull at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction, 176 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County grassland, selling for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, southwest of Blaine, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. This is a 176-acre tract, mostly clean native grass pasture, with approximately 25 acres brome grass for pasture or hay, two smaller wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property has three ponds and a very good pipe corral. Property has building site potential with a scenic view, electric service across the road, and rural waterline access. Fences are in fair to good condition. For inspection, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer at Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for the Donald McLaughlin Estate. Saturday, March 6th, sale begins at 3 p.m. at St. Columbakeel Church Hall at Blaine. Property is located 2 miles south of the Highway 16 99 Junction at Blaine to Huff Road, then a mile west to Rock Creek Road on the southwest corner.
Oh, There'll be no sadness,
no
sorrow,
oh my darling,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace,
peace
in a valley
for me.
I always love when spring cleaning rolls around. There's just something about it that feels like a fresh start. Music's on the radio, the windows are open, and the house is getting aired out after a long, cold winter. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, spring can be a great time to find a fresh, new way to live generously. Perhaps you have a neighbor who could use some help with their yard work. Or maybe you're planning on having a garage sale, and instead of keeping the funds for yourself, you're considering donating them to a family in need or a local organization that helps people in times of crisis. One of my favorite reminders in the Bible about generosity says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others." So take a new approach to your spring cleaning this year and figure out small but impactful ways to give back. And remember, incorporating a generous mindset into your overall financial strategy will enable you to live a more grateful and purpose-filled life.
We're going to take a couple of shows to hear from members of the House Agriculture Committee, starting today on Farm to Fork. Make this the planting season you do away with talc and graphite as your seed lubricant solution in the planter box. Switch to the 100% soy-based product called Dust. Made by an Iowa company called Low Mutech, Dust is cleaner, safer to use, and farmer-proven in the field. Look for your local dealer. Visit lowmutech.com. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Abigail Spanberger is a Democratic congresswoman from Virginia and serves on the House Ag Committee. Last year, she and a House colleague introduced the Growing Climate Solutions Act, a bill designed to jumpstart participation in carbon markets. In a recent conversation hosted by the reporting service AgriPulse, Spanberger said she thinks the climate change discussion makes people nervous.
I think some of the reasons that producers may get nervous is because oftentimes their livelihood is brought into the conversation as the culprit. And I would argue that that is not a fair assessment. And in our district and across our subcommittee, the Conservation and Forestry Subcommittee, we are focused on how producers are actually part of the solution from the farming practices that they may be employing, be it cover crops, be it rotational grazing, be it the utilization of precision ag technologies that allow them to minimize the inputs of potential chemicals that might be more challenging for the environment, but optimize their output. And what I think we've been missing is we haven't been bringing those voices to the table.
Tomorrow, South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Join Alcove Cattle Company and Spring Hill Herefords for the annual On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 1 o'clock at Blue Rapids. Selling Hereford and Angus with 36 Hereford bulls, 23 Angus bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, 10 Hereford and 8 Angus heifers. The On Target Bull Sale through Alcove Cattle Company and Spring Hill Herefords, Saturday, March 20th. 1 p.m. at Blue Rapids, Kansas. Go online at ontargetbullsale.com for more details.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, unfortunately, the number of farms in the United States continues its downward trend. We get that story from Gary Crawford.
The effect of the COVID-19 pandemic on the number and size of U.S. farms, that's unknown. But we do know that 2020 was another year in which the number of farms declined. The Agriculture Department reporting that in 2020 we lost 4,400 farms, taking the total down to 2,019,000, almost 45,000 fewer than 5 years ago. Not every state lost farms, though. In fact, 24 states maintained the same number of farms in 2020 as the year before. In fact, four states reported gaining farms last year: Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Montana. The biggest farm declines came in the Midwest and Corn Belt states, Wisconsin alone losing 500 farms in 2020. Looking at land and farms, USDA reports a decline last year of about 800,000 acres, down to 896,600,000. So the average farm in this country last year, 444 acres, turns out to be the same as 2019. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, Kansas is still a little chilly as far as soil temperatures go. Mostly 30, 31, and 32 degrees, especially in the northern sections of the state. South Central seems to be the warmest at 34, 35, and an occasional 36 degrees, but for the most part, still quite chilly as far as soil temperatures go across the state of Kansas. Slightly warmer in Oklahoma. Panhandle looking at 34 and 35 degrees. Most of the central part of Oklahoma sits at 42 and 43 degrees, and it warms up as you go a little farther south, and some of the southern tier of Oklahoma County is checking in at 47 and 48 degrees, all 2-inch soil temperatures. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The EPA announced the agency will refine its approach to selecting science used in chemical risk evaluations. Specifically, the agency will revamp its selection and review of scientific studies used to inform Toxic Substances Control Act chemical risk evaluations. The effort, the EPA says, is part of the agency's effort in continuing to act on the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to making evidence-based decisions. EPA's ongoing effort to update its systematic review approach that was issued in 2018 is also part of EPA's broader efforts to review the first 10 TSCA risk evaluations. This review will be done following executive orders and other directives provided by the Biden-Harris administration to ensure that all agency actions meet statutory obligations, be guided by the best available science, and ensure integrity of federal decision-making.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements, and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap, with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite a regulatory freeze, eligible farmers can still sign up for CFAP 2.1 funding. Michael Clements shares more on how to sign up for the latest round of COVID relief.
The Biden administration issued a regulatory freeze to review federal programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.1 for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says, however, farmers can and should sign up for the program now.
Yes, they can, and we highly encourage them to do so. So there's been some conversation around potentially the program being canceled. That is not the case. It's just a temporary freeze. This is pretty common when you get a new administration coming in, and once they get all of their people in place, we highly expect the program to be moving forward. So with this, we still encourage farmers to apply. They are still accepting applications. They just aren't processing payments at this point.
Neveu says the latest round of assistance was expanded to include contract growers.
Many producers were left out of the CARES Act and original CFAP programs because farmers who raise animals under a contract for another entity that owns those animals could not participate. In this recent announcement, USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance.
Nevue says the deadline to apply is approaching quickly.
Newly eligible producers who need to submit a CFAP application or producers who need to modify an existing one have to do so by February 26. They can do that at their local USDA service center, or they can find additional information at USDA's CFAP website.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture asking USDA for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, they're seeking additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 to enhance the responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 has placed on the industry. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Self-propelled sprayers are feature-rich machines. You'll have to study hard to find a late-model sprayer that fits your needs on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Self-propelled sprayers that are 1 to 3 years old are in tight supply and will give you sticker shock if you find one. And the bells and whistles it has directly impacts the price, much more so than the number of hours. Dave Mowitz is the machinery editor for Successful Farming Magazine. He says sprayers in the past used to have just a tank, a boom, a cab, and some sort of transmission. The features on these machines have proliferated over the years, making it tricky to make comparisons.
When you're looking at sprayers, realize that the one that you're looking at your dealer's lot is not necessarily going to be the same one that's down the road if you're doing a price comparison. You want to really spend some time to see what comes with that sprayer. It'll explain to you right away, of course, why one sprayer sells for $337,000, for example, and then down the road, there'll be one for $310,000.
Where do you even begin to start looking for a sprayer that fits your needs? Mowitz recommends visiting websites such as machinefinder.com to whittle down the options. It could save you thousands.
I want a sprayer that's 1 to 5 years old. I want this size boom. I want to look just at sprayers in the Midwest or even in my state. And then the listings will come up. You know, you put your age, the sprayer size, you can start winnowing out all the sprayers are out there, and you put together your own price guide, and that's your shopping list right there.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about self-propelled sprayer values and get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Kind of a tough day so far for our grains and soybeans. As we roll into the end of the day, May corn down 8 1/4 at 5.39 1/4. July's down 6 1/4 at 5.28 3/4. May Kansas City wheat currently down 11 at 6.22 3/4. July is down 9 at 6.28 3/4. So not a good look for corn or Kansas City wheat. May soybeans down 8.5 at 13.95 3/4. July down 5 at 13.86 1/2. Soybean meal and soybean oil are struggling too. May bean meal down a dollar at $4.20.40. July's down 50 cents at $4.18.20. May bean oil 74 points lower at $49.20. July's down 62 points at $48.18. Cotton is doing much better. May cotton is up $2.39.91.22. July's up $2.42 at $92.13. In livestock, things are kind of grim for cattle. April live cattle down 92 at 119.07. June down 95 at 117.47. April feeder cattle down 120 at 141.37. May feeders down 85 at 142.22. So cattle are having some issues. Hogs, on the other hand, are doing well. April hogs up 65 at 87.80. May hogs up 80 at 89.67. So a good look so far for hogs today. April gold down $5.90 at $1,722.70 an ounce. Plus signs with silver and copper. In the energies markets, April crude oil is down $1.39 at $60.11. May is down $1.30 at $59.92. So not a good day for crude oil. We're also seeing unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas all sporting minus signs as well. And currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 637 points at 31,569. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Home Center Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at
353-2210.
You give your hand to me, and then you say... hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. goodbye. I want you walk away by someone else's side to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.